Is Carl Castle your friend? Find him and other NPR folks at npr.org/community.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Cartoonist Jackie Orms was one of a kind. In her time, she was the only African-American woman publishing cartoons in the newspaper. In the 30s, 40s, and 50s, Orms used humor to take on segregation, foreign policy, and environmental justice. She died in 1985, and her work was largely forgotten. As Kyle Norris of Michigan Radio reports, a new biography is bringing attention back to Jackie Orms.
Jackie Orms was a staple in the Pittsburgh Courier, an African-American newspaper read from coast to coast. If you opened up its pages in 1937, here's what you might have seen. Young Torchy Brown is about to get on a train that will whisk her away from her small southern town to the Big Apple. Suddenly, a sign with two arrows catches her eye. One arrow points to the colored section of the train, and the other arrow points to the white section. Torchy jumps back.
I'll just pretend I can't read very well.
Torchy, who is African-American, opts for the white section. She befriends a white foreigner, and she shares her newspaper with him, which has all the details from the latest Joe Louis fight. When the conductor walks by, he tries to kick Torchy out of the white section. But her new friend tells the conductor that she's with him, and he basically tells the conductor to scram. Jackie Orms was a big inspiration for syndicated black cartoonist Barbara Brandon Croft. She says that Orms' characters and stories were real at a time when African Americans were almost always portrayed as derogatory stereotypes.
Black women were always fat, had bandanas on their heads, had large lips, were always porters, they were servants. Kids were pickaninnies, you know. We were maids, you know, think of Gone with the Wind. We didn't speak clear English, all that.
Jackie Orms' characters were smart and classy, drawn in a strong, clean style. Orms' single-panel cartoon, Patty Joe and Ginger, ran from 1945 to 1956. It featured two sisters. Ginger was this knockout older sister. She always looked smokin' in sort of a pin-up style, and she never said a word. And then you had her kid sister, Patty Joe. Patty Joe always had something very sharp to say.
It would be interesting to discover which committee decided it was un-American to be colored. Yeah, it's my attitude teacher keeps griping about, but I tell her I'm not equipped to hate people in big chunks, seeing as how my heart's just for loving. I got no place to put it, have I?
Brandon Croft says that Orms used her own unique voice to talk about what was going on in the black community. She points to Orms' cartoon about Emmett Till. He was a 14-year-old black boy brutally murdered in the South in 1955 for allegedly whistling at a white woman.
You don't think of things that are so serious being handled in a comic strip form, and she was able to do that.
In this particular cartoon panel, Ginger is on the couch. She's holding a newspaper. Her kid sister, Patty Joe, is walking from the kitchen into the living room, and she says,
I don't want to seem touchy on the subject, but that new little white tea kettle just whistled at me.
Nancy Goldstein just wrote a book about Jackie Orms. She says Orms saw the glass as half full, and that one of the key things that Orms did was provide role models for people in the black community.
At that time, for people to look at her characters and say, oh, here's Ginger, she's just graduated from college. I can do that too. Here's Torchy, she's challenging the racism and the status quo of the era, and I can do that too. And so she was giving voice to what was in the hearts and minds of so many people to move forward and make progress.
But today, Jackie Orms is pretty much an unknown. Her older readers remember her, and so do African-American cartoonists and women cartoonists. And some historians and academics know who she was, partly because she was really active in Chicago's political and cultural communities. Brandon Croft says we're lucky to have this new book that showcases Jackie Orms. She says Orms' cartoons are powerful in this, like, subtle way.
It's not hitting somebody in the head. It's not riding in the streets. It's a form of making your point without any kind of harm to anybody. It's the strength of the pen on the paper that allows you that.
It's been said that Jackie Orms did not think her cartoons, or what she even did, was a big deal. But many people, like cartoonists and women and African Americans, are coming to the conclusion that that is not the case. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris.
And you can find some of Jackie Orme's cartoons at our website, npr.org.